All right, welcome to Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you with heel producer Jim Cunningham and my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta Harry, Darren the Parlay Kid, and Brother Bri. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
You guys can catch their picks every day, each day, every day, free. ExtraPoints.com. They give out winners. Sometimes they give out losers. Sometimes Harry dives into a sport we've never heard of before and almost definitely loses. But anybody on a particularly good streak right now? Brother Bri, we got wasted with the aisles on first period.
We all had the under last night. All smoked.
Oof.
Immediately.
Not good. I don't know who to blame for that. That was, you like to blame Mikey Meatballs for going to the game. He wasn't at the game in their worst playoff loss ever, 8-0 to Lightning, who now go up 3-2 in that series. Parlay Kid, you got a new shirt for Father's Day. You may have jinxed. I think you jinxed it further. I have some inside info on how you may have jinxed the Islanders' chances.
Really?
Any idea?
I have no idea. I have a Barry Trotz shirt I'll be unveiling on Thursday, win or lose. I'll unveil that shirt. Look, a loss is a loss. I think it's much easier to rebound from an 8-0 loss than a 3-2, 3-4 overtime loss. So right. Barry Trotz has already said his team will be ready to go tomorrow night. I think the Islanders, well, we'll talk about that a little bit later.
It's gonna we be will.
Sharp tank pick later. So
yeah,
they'll get it done. It's going to be a game 7. That's what's going to happen. Go ahead. How did I jinx this?
Well, I'll let the fans decide if you jinxed it or not, but it's yesterday at some point you bet Varlamov to win the Conn Smythe.
Oh,
and then he was pulled. Did he give up 3 goals or
3-0? I did. But did you know who else I bet to win the Conn Smythe?
Who?
Vasilevskiy.
Okay. All right.
So I bet both guys. So
good. You're a lucky charm then.
I guess it's amazing. One of those guys. Well, Vasilevskiy. Look, if whoever wins this series is winning it. The goaltender's winning the Conn Smythe.
Really?
What was Darren? What was Braden points though?
I know. I know.
He probably has to be the favorite, right?
He keeps scoring.
Is it 7 or 8 goals in a row?
I don't think he was the favorite, though, bro. I think Vasilevskiy was the favorite.
Damashek on extra points took point over a half a goal, and they needed, I think it was their 7th before he actually got it.
I know. He got the 7th goal.
I was like, they're going to score 13 goals, and he's not going to win on this. But I was dying laughing. That was the only thing I could root for at that point. We paired that with the
Jinxed Varlamov, though. I shouldn't have done it.
Harry, though, he wanted to flex his muscles, I guess. He picked Rahm to win the U.S. Open. He did it in spectacular fashion. Rahm, not Harry. Harry just was like basically reading words off a sheet. But nonetheless, he made heel producer Jim Cunningham put it online, right? Was it Jim? Was it you? He went out there. He's like, Harry wants me. What did he say?
Welcome.
Harry told us to tweet this out.
Yeah, and it was the little clip, the 30-second clip of Harry reading John Rahm's stats. John Rahm, the favorite, by the way, to win the U.S. Open. Harry picked him.
That's interesting.
I wouldn't say John Rahm's stats. There were some stats, but there were the reasons why. I said redemption of what happened at the Memorial, and that's exactly what went down.
You did what you always do, and you just picked the favorite, whoever the favorite
well,
was.
Listen, a couple, like 2 years ago at Sal's Halloween party, me and Tony Romo, my buddy Tony, we discussed how John Rahm was primed and ready for a major. He didn't get it last year when we thought he would. So this year he got one finally.
So Harry reminded everyone who may have forgotten that 2 weeks ago Rahm was pulled after the third round up 6 strokes because of COVID, that was going to be his inspiration.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. There you go.
It wasn't?
No, it was. It was. I'm just saying that to bother Jim Cunningham. I'm like, whoa. Put that up there. Make sure everyone knows that I remembered about the COVID thing.
I'm also promoting extra points when we give out solid winners.
There you go.
That's all.
That's true. It was a winner. We'll take it, Rahm.
I think I'm just salty because
Clay Travis had it too, and now I have to scramble to not come in third in this cockamamie game here. But anyway, it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call bettings. I can't even say it.
It's not easy.
A bet makes you sick, and you make the wrong pick. It's a betting.
It's a bad egg. Ah, yes. Bed aches brought to you by our friends at Prop Swap. I mean, I'll start things off. I don't want to make this long. I was on the wrong end of both Eastern Conference results there. I had the Sixers over the Hawks. What were they? 61-9 at home. Again, Trae Young does crap, absolute crap. I don't even know what I'm watching. Everyone's, you know, star comes out and shits the bed. And yet they still win Hawks over Sixers. And then I had the Nets to win the East. I think some of you guys, one of you guys might have had the same. Loaded up more on them against the Bucks. Injuries, everything else. If Durant is a half a shoe size smaller, that's a three-pointer. They win. That was nonsensical. So I don't know. Are those bed aches? It just sucks. But I don't know what the bottom line is. Don't put more on something when you're supposed to hedge. But either way, Sixers out. Nets out. Brother Bri, you got something golf related. This is a hilarious, hilarious bet ache if I've ever heard one.
Well, it was definitely the oddest bet ache I've had so far, right? So on Friday, I was like, you know what? I kind of like Victor Hovland a little bit before the tournament. He was terrible on Thursday, though. But I played him in a matchup on Friday over Colin Morikawa. Hovland plays the first hole and then withdraws from the tournament because he got sand in his eye. Now, he said he got sand in his eye on a bunker shot and warmups. But seriously, though, this doesn't happen in golf. A fly doesn't fly into your eye. Like he was essentially just saying his exact words were, "I was an unfortunate circumstance. Usually you blink a few times to clear the sand from your eyes, but the sand decided to stay." But there's no eye wash on the golf course.
Wow.
There's no, yeah. I mean, it was during warmups, right? You can go to the bathroom, right? And clear sand out of your eye. I mean, I've never, and then after he's on Instagram with an eye patch on his eye for getting sand. So he withdraws. I mean, that was the quickest bet quickest matchup I ever lost. But it's funny. I didn't even know it at the time. I literally went in. I saw he posted. I mean, he probably wasn't going to win anyway. He posted, I think a double bogey on the first hole. And then I think that was more the reason why he decided, today's not my day, because I think he was six over after that first hole. Right. But my God, yeah.
I mean,
you can't clear sand. I mean, that's one of the wimpiest things I've ever heard for somebody not playing sports.
We watch MMA guys get poked in the eye. I'm like, oh, he's going to be like 6 minutes or maybe he's out. Maybe that's it. They jump right back in it, right? 45 seconds later, my good friend Jeffrey Ross got poked in the eye by his dance partner, Edita. He still went on. He forged on to finish, in last place. I think it was the first week against Kim Kardashian. I don't know how that ended up. But anyway, he wore an eye patch. He fought through it. I don't know. If my kids got sand in their eyes at the beach and want to go home, I'm like, no, we're not going home. We're staying here. But you're right, Bri. Why the hell don't they? They have things that wash the balls. They don't have anything that could wash your eye. I guess like a contact lens would complicate things, but I don't even know that was the case.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he scratched a cornea. I don't know. But that was definitely the lamest excuse I've ever seen at least for me losing a bet. That was
all right. Harry, what's your bet ache? Maybe you should hurry because I see you're staring at your recording device. So that's never good news.
No, just it's good. It's good. No, I just, my own, this is a bet ache with my own stupidity, I guess. You know, as I touted, I liked that before going over the picks last week, Sal, you said that I had Xander on a bet for a future and I love Xander and I wanted him this week. And I bet him top 20, I thought to finish in the top 20. And when I checked my totals on Sunday night, Monday morning, and I'm like, something's wrong here, whatever. I went back and looked and like an idiot, I bet Xander not to finish in the top 20.
Nice.
I mean,
it's a different bet. You understand, like not, and that it's a completely different bet. It's like, it's not even that you didn't bet it. You bet the other side. Yeah.
And on my site, it actually says no. And I actually still thought I had yes. And so that's just, you know, I've seen that happen a million times in Vegas when I was working in the casinos and the books all the time. People saying, I bet this and then whatever, but did it to myself.
Yeah, your site should say no, and then the corresponding 1-800 number you should call. Those are the only words or numbers should be on there.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you guys have done that. You probably, I'm sure, have we all done that once in a casino where you read the wrong number? It's like, you know, 394.
Right.
For the team, and then you get the card, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they tell you to take a look at it.
This is a little worse, though.
Yeah, for sure. I like it. It's funnier though. All right, Pauly Kid, what'd you had a little misfortune in the UFC.
Yeah, UFC tends to always get me. And sometimes on Saturday night, I'll sit there and I'll put in some type of 6-7 team parlay with bets, you know, and I'll throw in like a heavy UFC favorite this weekend. And before I do that though, I look at several different of the so-called UFC experts and see which way they're leaning. If I see that all the so-called experts are going with one particular guy, I'll throw him in. So I went with this Diego Lima last week, fighting a 40-year-old Matt Brown. Everybody was all over Lima. I don't really know much about the guy. I can tell you a lot about a lot of UFC guys, not much about him, but it just seemed like the consensus was he was a sure winner. Sure enough, it was the last thing on a 38-1 parlay, and he gets knocked out by a 40-year-old. I think in the first or second round, but par for the course. And the lesson again learned is there's no such thing as a UFC expert. There's nobody. Am I right? Can anybody? There's no such thing as a UFC expert. Nobody can break any of it down. Nobody can tell you what's going to happen because, you know, it's, you know, a right and a left and all that could just be out the door. So,
My bad. The gloves are too small. They're just too small. that's what happens. Everybody's got a puncher's chance, literally, and that's why the lines are -190 is like you said, about as heavy a favorite as you could find in UFC. Meanwhile, you want to be a boxing expert, go ahead. Every featured fight is -2500. You'll pick the winner every single time. You'll make no money, but you'll pick the winner every time.
Dara, if it makes you feel any better, cousin Scott always used to love Brown.
So. Oh, did he? Yeah.
I remember that. I know, but I mean, Brown, this guy's 4
like
years
10
old.
10 years ago. Yeah.
I know. I mean, jeez.
Does that make you feel better?
No.
Well, I get. Oh.
I mean, well, I guess. Oh, look. Yeah, Scott. I guess.
All right, good.
I guess.
See, we're coming around. All right, Jim, play the song again.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad ache. It's a bad ache. It's a bad ache.
All right, Bet Eggs brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championship and Stanley Cup futures when you buy directly from other bettors on PropSwap. It's that time of the week again. Time for another edition of the Extra Prop of the Week. PropSwap's giving away a lot of money, actually free futures tickets. That's what's at stake here. This week's prop focuses on Game 3. Not tonight. Game 3 of the Suns-Clippers series on Thursday night. So you'll have some time to think about this. What will be the number for Paul George points scored plus Phoenix's total assists? The Suns rank fifth in the league with 27 assists per game. To enter, tweet us your guess at Extra Points Pod and at PropSwap with the hashtag Extra Prop. You have to be following both accounts to win. The winner receives a $150 Phoenix Suns championship ticket courtesy of PropSwap. That's to win $150. Yes, looking good right now. Suns second in line right behind the Bucks, odds-wise, to win the NBA title. Go to PropSwap.com today or download the PropSwap app to find the best odds nationwide. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. You got a guess at this, Harry? Number of Paul George points Thursday plus Phoenix total assists.
Yeah, how about what me and you will be next month? How about 50?
Oh, wow. You had to mention that. All right, 50. Paul George, 23. Their average is 27. Okay, there you go. Prop Swap, hit it up. Where can you go? At Extra Points Pod and at Prop Swap. Follow both accounts. Use the hashtag Extra Prop. There you go. NBA draft lottery tonight. I don't know. What do you think, Harry? Does Minnesota convey their pick at number 4?
Sal, sorry for a second.
You don't
sorry,
know
sorry.
What that means.
What happened?
All right. We just got interrupted. Harry has some audio issues, as predicted. He was staring at it, and it didn't look good. And he said, "Where are you anyway, Harry? You're in
a hotel Colorado. Room."
Harry does about 80% of the podcast from a hotel room in a different, undisclosed Vail, Colorado.
What a life!
You have your recording device, and it's not working, and so you're going to sound extra shitty on this podcast, right? Yeah. All right, so we're talking about, you can put the microphone down. No longer.
Yeah.
The draft lottery, does Harry Minnesota convey their pick at number 4? All right, forget it.
Ask Brian this about, question.
But we don't have that. Odds on any of these. They used to be fun stuff where they go.
We do. Yeah, we do.
Oh, they are?
No, we don't. We don't have it yet, but my assumption is we'll get something, right? Because, yeah, really? usually they have some fun stuff, right? Isn't there usually a top three, you know, like.
Throw it up there, FanDuel. We want to see top three. It'd be fun. Some kind of odds, top three,
or if somebody, you know, they definitely usually have who gets the first pick, you know?
Right.
But yeah, hopefully they have some things. Usually I luck out and win a couple bucks on this.
Reading some, now the draft itself isn't tonight, but I'm reading some, like there's some franchise changing athletes in this draft. Like, yeah, I don't know. Cade Cunningham, Jalen, no one knew Cade Cunningham before a week before the NCAA tournament. Jalen Suggs, a lot of good players, I think.
Yeah, but Cunningham and Suggs will be great.
Yeah.
I really think Suggs will be really good.
Yeah. Before we start, you know, Ben Simmons, I think, is somehow I'm on like six NBA text chains for the playoff series, and I can't stand it. I don't know why. I know I'm an old curmudgeon when it comes to this, but again, I don't really even get what I'm saying, Parlay Kid. Like if Travis Kelce, I think I used an example, dropped 11 to 13 passes, the Chiefs would lose, right? So if Trae Young goes 5 for 24 in game 7 on the road against a team that doesn't lose at home normally, with a superstar like MB, like I don't know why. And people could say, oh, it's good for the game. The role players are stepping up. Like, I guess so, but it's not good for someone like me who has to handicap this.
Yeah.
And the rest of you, I think. They're just right. The more consistent information we have, I think the better off we are. So I don't know. Am I behind the times? But anyway, Ben Simmons seems to be the absolute number one big loser of this playoff tournament. Maybe Doc Rivers behind him, but Ben Simmons taking a lot of heat from his own teammates. He doesn't shoot because he doesn't. I think because he doesn't want to get fouled because he knows he's going to miss free throws, and it's basically 4-on-5 offense, right? Like because no one needs to guard him anymore. And sure, he's up there for Defensive Player of the Year every year, but you know, when they know you're not going to shoot, it's a huge advantage for the other team. What would you, as a coach, there's a Coach K, your Coach PK. What would Coach PK say to Ben Simmons? Maybe we put some music.
I think when we really saw, to me, the play that stood out the most for Ben Simmons, though, is when he drove in for a layup the other day.
Yeah.
And he still passed the ball. Like, it was like a huge point of the game. And then Thibault gets fouled and he makes 1 of 2 instead of just an easy layup for Simmons, right? So I think you'd have to call Simmons in, right? Because his teammates now obviously have zero faith in him. The coaching staff has no faith in him. I think you'd have to be upfront with them and say, you know, Ben, you know, we trusted the process here in Philadelphia. We as an organization no longer trust you.
Ooh.
We're going to have to, you know, we're going to be looking to trade you. You're going to have to make, just for the betterment of your career, you're going to have to get into a gym, lock yourself into a gym for months at a time, months, and don't come out until you start shooting better. You got to determine if you're a lefty or a righty. Ben, I hear you're you want to be a righty now again, not a lefty. This is what we're hearing. Is this true?
Yeah.
Get yourself together, figure it out. You have a few months, but you won't be here with the 76ers anymore. Have a nice life. Take care.
Look at that, Coach PK. Brought tears to my eyes a little bit.
Have a
nice life, Ben Simmons. Yeah, it's something that the rest of us figured out as a one-year-old. If we're going to be lefty or righty, he should not in the middle of a huge contract.
I don't think Harry knows if he's a righty.
Well,
or
he's
lefty.
Like Harry. Exactly. He's exactly like Harry.
Right.
And look at how effed up Harry is, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Boy, look, I owe you an apology, Coach PK. I called you a cupcake last week. I take that back.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good on you, Coach PK.
Look, I feel, look, the bottom line is the guy seems to hate basketball right now, too, right? He seems to hate it. But supposedly he was a righty, but dad taught him how to play basketball lefty, which
interesting.
It doesn't really make sense when you want to be good with both hands anyway, so you would think he'd have such an advantage because he's pretty good. Probably should be good with both hands.
Doesn't I don't know. I just
like myself.
I don't think it's fair to compare him to Harry. I think if you ask Ben Simmons to record his voice the same way he's done 250 times in the past, I think he'd be able to do it. I don't think there'd be a struggle. It's like, can you do it in a hotel in Vail? Yeah, I don't care. It's the same button. I'll just press it.
Right.
There you go. There you go. All right. So good job, Coach PK. That's really nice. That's I like that segment, by the way. You know, Joel Solomon, babyface Joel Solomon came up with that. I think that's an A-plus segment, Joel.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
All right. Well, that's one.
Complimenting.
Joel, can you believe that Coach Cooper, the Lightning, went to Hofstra and played lacrosse? Crazy, right? I should have shared that with you months ago.
There you go. You another way to jinx the bet. Yeah. But when Shaq says, just one last thing with the Ben Simmons, Shaq, who is the basically the punchline for missed free throws, and he said he would have kicked his ass in the locker room, right? Ben Simmons. You know it's bad. The worst free throw shooter of all time, at least anecdotally.
Oh, my gosh, it's true.
Hey, I forgot, with all this John Rahm talk and Harry in the audio, I forgot it's Race to 10 Tuesday, and we're going to be going live on Twitter, and we have not been good in this. I let the degenerate trifecta, they switch off, they pick who we're betting to score 10 points first in the featured game on Tuesday. Now, tonight, there's only one game. It's Phoenix home against the Clippers. The real line is Phoenix -5 and 224.5. Brother Bri, you have the task now of picking who we're going to be betting lots of money on to score 10 points first in that game. Now, I think we've been outscored 20-4 in the last two weeks. Is that right?
That's right.
I think we're 10-2 both times, Parlay Kids team and Harry's team. Now, I don't want to you're going to tell us in a few seconds who you're going with. We went with the underdog the last two. Even though if you mapped it out, it made more sense for the favorite. They needed the game more. I don't even remember the teams anymore. Who was it, Harry? We had the Nets over the Bucks. Yeah,
the
right?
Nets and the Bucks Darren had the 76ers.
I had the Hawks over the 76ers.
All right. So, Brother Bri, I'm not going to sway you one way or another, but we need a winner. It's +124 if you take the Clippers. It's -158 if you take the Suns.
A lot of pressure on me. A lot of pressure. We got killed twice. I'm 2-0 so far, but I don't know. This makes me nervous as hell here. but I the 10-2 that we've lost has scared the crap out of me here.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Phoenix.
Wow.
-158. I know you guys maybe you don't like that. If there's one team that's going to get blown out right away off the bat, it's probably going to be the Clippers here. I don't see the Suns. I think at least the Suns are going to be competitive in this race to 10. I don't see a 10-2 right. that way. But they've won the race to 10 four straight, 5 of 6. They're a team that plays hard from the get-go. You could say, obviously, the Clips coming off of loss and they played well in that game. But it's, to me, I'm just so worried about the Phoenix just starting very hot in this game again, even without Chris Paul. So I'm all right. Laying the -158. I'm okay with it, but I am nervous. I am very nervous. I will tell you.
I got to say, this goes against Brother Bri's grain because he's a Clippers fan. He's officially a Clippers fan. He really is. Maybe even more than the Knicks.
Stop the bleeding, Bri.
He stuck with them through the series against the Jazz. He liked them when they should have lost. And there he is. But now he's going against them. We're taking the favorite at -158. Now, this is going to be one of those stupid things where we lose and Harry's like, oh, I put on the site. I thought I put on the site Suns. I guess I put Clippers first at 10. But Bri is looking at it reasonably. I think he's looking at it like, well, in the race to 6, they're going to be involved, right? They're not going to lose 10-2 like we've lost the last 2 weeks, the home team.
Can't do
with momentum. All right. So that's what we'll do. Check us out on Twitter. We are going to, and we should play for somebody. What kind of trivia question someone think of a trivia question between now and the end of the show and we'll play for somebody. I'll put $100, 158 to win 100 on the line for one of our fans. I'll put it up on Twitter.
Do you guys like anything for first basket? I know we touch on that sometimes, but.
Well, I don't know. What kind of odds are there?
Well, first bit, like Booker's 4-1, Ayton's +490, George is 6-1. I mean, you always get pretty good odds with these. And I always feel like it's always the easy bet, right? It's like,
if we have
KD coming out.
Yeah, we might as well go with one of them. Might as well go with one of them.
Ayton scored early and often in game one. And there's he's got a big height disadvantage there for the Clippers.
Here's the thing. I am going. Now, the game, like I said, is 5 and 224.5. We know Kawhi is out. Chris Paul is out. They're going to keep playing. It doesn't matter how many guys are out. They're just going to keep playing. I'm going with Jay Crowder, 5 or more rebounds combined with the Suns win. There's an actual bet on FanDuel. You go to FanDuel, you can go Crowder, 5 or more rebounds plus the Suns win is +146. Crowder, 5 or more in 5 of the last 6. He was he told a funny story about how he was getting strategy points. Did you see this from Chris Paul's brother? Chris Paul obviously not allowed in the arena, but Chris Paul's brother was there with his father. I think it's CJ. I get confused with the real brother and the commercial brother, but CJ Paul was yelling like strategy points from Chris, who was texting, and Jay appreciated that. How that affects my bet? Probably none at all, but I still like Crowder, 5 or more rebounds with the Suns win at +146. I don't know. It seems like an easy narrative, guys, right? Clippers had to play on short rest. Then they play Sunday. They weren't ready. They were ready to maybe give up the game, and Phoenix still had to throw in the kitchen sink for them to win. Booker went 40, 11, and 13. There were a ton of lead changes. Maybe the Clippers are better, and they're getting 5. That seems too easy. I think the Suns win. They win fairly handily, and Jay Crowder, 5 or more rebounds. Parlay Kid, you like the LA Clippers?
I'm gonna take the points here, Sal. The Clippers are resilient. There's no doubt about it. They find a way to hang around some of these games, even when they get off to slow starts, they battle back. I think the key really for them too is, I mean, George has really stepped up his play without Kawhi. And Reggie Jackson is, you know, we want to sit here and sometimes, and Reggie Jackson, but he's now a legit player.
Oh yeah.
And he's performing as such in the playoffs, like big game after big game. I think the only time he hasn't gone over in threes is when Brother Bry picked him. Yep. He's gone over literally in like 9 out of 10 games in 3-pointers. Now you get him at like -160 though.
I saw over. Well, I don't know. I saw over 3.5 is still a minus. Yeah,
it's crazy, right? So that just shows you how far he's come in such a short time. So he's emerged. So I think the Clippers will just find a way to hang around. I think this game is competitive late, and I think they cover the plus five. I don't know what I'm saying, but the plus five. I think that's a pretty good amount of points, and I kind of like the over here too. I feel like that number keeps dropping. I think it's at 223 as well. So that
I didn't check. I probably should check the updated lines.
Oh, it's five.
Five and 223.
That number was like 224.5 yesterday. It's dropping a little bit. So something to think about as well.
Bry, you had Paul, your brother, Paul, a kid mentioned Reggie Jackson. That's your player prop for the night.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson. Yeah, we were talking about those threes. The threes are getting a little high. The lines aren't necessarily great on that. But I'm going to go Reggie Jackson over 19.5 points. I'm not sure what's going on with Reggie Jackson. My one theory is maybe it's the glasses. Maybe you can finally see. But he's been great with Kawhi out. He's averaging 24 a game over these three games. He's their second best scoring option on the team. If they want to win, he's got to play well. He's going to get plenty of shots in this game. So I think over 19.5 is pretty low based on his performances these whole playoffs.
There you go. Yeah, over three or more is -160 for Reggie Jackson. That's gotten high. It really is. Interesting. All right, Harry, you have a player prop as well, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go Devin Booker over 31.5 points at -116. He had 34 in the final game of the sweep of Denver. He had 40, you just mentioned, Sal, in game one versus the Clippers. Still no Chris Paul for Phoenix. Booker's been on point the entire playoffs. Clippers really don't have an answer for him. They're shorthanded. Like you said, no Kawhi, no Morris tonight. Plus the last three games, Booker has been just taking over. He's got 23, 25, and 29 shots in the last three games. Mm-hmm. Only way I see this losing is the Suns get up by 25 and he sits after the third and he's got like 28 and that's the only way he can lose. Otherwise, Devin Booker over 31.5 tonight.
The other only way he loses a big fight with Kendall Jenner, right? I mean, it's got she who may have broken the Kardashian curse. Just I don't know. I need Chloe to stay away from Jay Crowder. Dude, come on, don't screw up my bet here. All right, so that's that game. Parlay Kid. So now the Clippers, am I wrong? They lost the first two series. They lost the first two games in those series, right?
That's correct.
So they could come back here. They're plus 350 to win the series right now. Or you could just wait for them to lose game two, and then they'll be plus 550, right?
I mean, the assumption is, right, Kawhi's got to be out. He's got to be out at least another week, right? I mean, at least.
I think so. I don't know what goes on with these guys. I have no idea. It's going to come back like a hero. It's fun. Yeah. I should mention just the other bets. I think I mentioned briefly that the Bucks are the favorite overall to win a plus 105. Yep. Suns right there, plus 150. Clippers, 8-1. Hawks 11-1, and we went over. I sent you guys what it was a week ago. It was just insane. It really was. It was 9 days ago on June 13th. What, the Suns were 5-1, the Hawks were 100-1, the Clippers were 15-1. Insanity! How this has turned around. All right, let's go to the second game now. This is tomorrow. Hawks at Bucks. Game one. It's the first game for these two teams. It was 7-227. Last night when I did this, so now it's 7-226.5. I'm going, for game one. Well, you know what? Giannis has not been the top scorer, and he wasn't in any of those Nets games, which is interesting, right? Mm. But to be the top scorer in this game is minus 160. I really like it. Head-to-head against Trae Young, 5 wins, none for Trae Young, 25.4 points per game, 21 for Trae, 60% from the field. Not that they're guarding each other or anything. Trae at 37.5. I just think this is they come out, they blow them out in Atlanta, just happy to be there kind of game.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going Giannis. I know it's a big number, minus 160, but I feel good about this. I think he's in the 33-34 range, and Trae's in the 25-26 range. So you'll have some breathing room. Giannis, top scorer in the game, minus 160. Harry, go ahead. You're going to pick the game itself.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Hawks plus 7. Look, the Bucks game ones this playoff so far beat Miami just by 2, lost to the Nets by 8. Last year in the bubble in their game ones, both playoff series, lost game one straight up. Atlanta so far 5-2 on the road in the playoffs. Trae Young and the Hawks still getting disrespected by odds makers, being a 7-point dog here. I think that's way too many to give. I'm taking the Hawks plus the 7.
All right. I mean, I could see that too. I don't know what to say anymore. I can't argue. No way the Hawks aren't going to cover. Well, of course they can.
I mean, who are the Bucks to give 7, really? I mean, honestly.
Well,
they haven't done anything.
I don't think it's fair to bring up the bubble when these teams are playing home now. But I don't know. I don't know. They're a big favorite in the series. I'm going to get to that in a second. Parlay Kid, you like a player prop? Middleton, very streaky.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm taking him with the rebounds here, Sal, not his points. Over his last 8 games, he's averaging 9 rebounds a game. The odds makers have basically set even odds. He's minus 104 to grab over 7.5. He certainly has improved that part of his game. So I think he continues his trend of rebounding the ball. He grabs about 8 to 9 rebounds, and at minus 104 for a guy who's averaging 9 over his last 8, I'll go over the 7.5 here, Sal, minus 104.
There you go. We mentioned Trae Young earlier, obviously. Brother Bri, you don't like him to go too crazy today. 28.5 is a lot on the road.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Although he's been good, he has been good in game ones, I think, for both series. But I'm going to go, under 28.5. Again, maybe not smart to bet against him to have 2 really bad shooting nights, but he really, obviously we know how much he struggled in game 7, but he still could have a positive impact on the team. But in their one game against the Bucks this year, and I know you can't go by regular season, but he really struggled against Holiday. He went 3 of 17 from the field. I think he only had 15 points. I think he was 9 for 9 from the line. But I think it's just going to be tough in game one to get adjusted to the Bucks defense. 28.5 just seems, like you said, seems a little too high for game one on the road. So I'm going under here.
Yeah, and Giannis is 33.5, so I'm wondering if I'm getting value in the minus 160 with a 5-point. Obviously, it could be someone else. Could be freaking Kevin Huerter or somebody who's the high scorer. But I think I like that. I think I like that gap. I don't mind that bet. All right, let's go for the series now. Obviously, this is game one. So for the series, I thought this would come out at like 340, 350. Bucks started at minus 500. They're now minus 460. The Hawks take back line is plus 360 to advance to the NBA Finals. I was hoping FanDuel had a -1.5 game spread for this, but they didn't. But you know what? I still like the Bucks. -2.5. I think this is a short series. We've had too many heart attack, crazy games and series. I think +116 for the -2.5. I think this is where DeAndre Hunter being out is going to make a difference. It looked like Parley Kid, right? It looked like it was about to make a difference in the Sixers series.
I think you make a great point there. So Hunter was, look, I think the Hawks were much better in the Knicks series than they actually were in the Sixers series.
Yeah.
And Hunter was a big reason for that. I think if it catches up to him now, I definitely, that's a good point.
Well, and you know, like I said, these games are crazy. Middleton could go 6 for 60, and then I'll look foolish. But PJ Tucker's tough defensively. We saw it in Game 7. We saw it all through the first series, and he's going to be tough on some of Atlanta's quicker players. Jrue Holiday, we make fun, but he averaged 7.5 assists. It was a career high for that last playoff series against the Nets. I think they get up big on them in some of these games, and they win handily. I think they win 4 out of 5. I'm taking the Bucks minus 2.5 at +116. Parlay Kid, you think it goes one more?
Yeah, I'm going to take Bucks at is it 410 or 420 now?
Wow.
To win in 6, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing that wrong, right? Bucks in 6. I think that's good value. I think the Hawks are good enough to win a game or two, maybe steal one on the road somewhere, win one at home. I think there's no doubt in mind the Bucks are winning this series, just because, like you said, I don't think the Hawks were great against the Sixers. I think the Sixers just had several bad games or bad halves that really cost them that series. They just weren't very good. The Hawks weren't great. I think the Bucks they're destined to take this next step, get to the finals. The Greek Freak always plays well against the Hawks too. So let's go Hawks in 6 at +420. Mm. I love that value. Love it.
All right. Harry and Brother Bry are betting it to go in 7. They're betting it differently. Harry, how are you taking this?
I'm going to take it just the game. The series goes 7 games at +250. Both teams obviously are coming off grueling 7-game series. The Hawks are relentless. They thrive on the road. The Bucks might go to the NBA Finals, but I think Atlanta, Trae Young, and Clint Capella down low is going to make them work for it. And I think this goes 7 games.
All right, Bry, you like the Bucks in 7? Wait, right?
Yeah, I like the Bucks in 7 at +410. Like that's 410. I think I wanted to go the Bucks. I was debating Bucks in 5 or Bucks in 7, but the Hawks team is feisty. They're underrated defensively, even with Hunter out. You know, and they, you know, I know they lost some games at home against the Sixers, but I think it's going to be tough for the Bucks to win game 6 there. So I think it's 5 or 7. I don't like the +220 though for Bucks and 5. So I don't know. There's just too many times with this Bucks team, even in that Nets series, they settled for bad shots, right? And offensively at times they didn't move the ball around and they struggled. And when you think back of it, you're like, who defensively was, you know, why were they having such a hard time to score against the Nets? I mean, I know the Nets played well defensively, but they really struggled. But I think the Atlanta's going to make it tough for them. And I think they'll make it a series here. And I just like those +410 that the Bucks come out in 7.
Yeah. Bucks in 6, by the way, is +400. I said 410, 420.
I was wondering if you're going to lie to the people. So. All right. It's 4-1.
Never do. I can't lie.
It's 4-1. So you may want to rethink that. No. All right. Those are all good. One thing, we gave you bad advice with the NBA Finals MVP. Must have done this like 2 weeks ago, like 3 or 4 podcasts ago.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
The Nets were looking decent. Did we take all Nets? I know I was excited about Harden at 50-1. Brian, what did you have?
I gave out Chris Paul at 18-1.
Oh, nice. That's right. Chris Paul at 18-1. All right. Well, we're bouncing back with that. Giannis is favored at +115. Booker +280. Chris Paul now 5-1. Paul George 9-1. Trae Young 12-1. Then we get in the weeds a little bit. All right, Brian. Chris Paul. Now 5-1. You gave him out at 18-1. I don't know. I just think it's going to be a sentimental pick. You might get Booker. We'll have bigger games scoring-wise, production-wise. But if the older guy can come out there, 36-year-old Chris Paul can get it together and put together a championship run for the Phoenix Suns, I think he's going to get some sentimental votes. And that's why I like him at 5-1. You liked him at 18-1. You certainly like him at 5.
Yeah, I still like him at 5. Look, I think if they, you know, if they do win this series, I think there's going to be like two wins that are put on Paul's back, right? Where he just takes over in the fourth quarter of those games. And like you said, I think it is a sentimental pick in terms of a lot of people were saying they thought he should have been MVP this year during the regular season. So I think as long as he's comparable with Booker, I think he's going to get the nod. So at 5-1, I still like that.
Second round against the Nuggets, 25.5 points per game, career high. Field goal percentage, 63, career high, plus minus plus 48, second. That's in the 21 playoff series. He had his best against Denver. Obviously, different matchup here.
I mean, that's also Clippers, also banking on, you know, he ever comes back from COVID. But
Right. Yeah, you have to think. Yeah, obviously, okay. this Clipper series doesn't weigh in on the MVP, NBA final MVPs. But yeah.
Still not sure why he's not back.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know what we're hearing here. I heard he was in L.A. Now I'm hearing he could miss 3 and 4. I'm not sure what's going on. All right, Harry, Parlay Kid, you both like Booker at plus 280. Got off to a good start in this round, but you like him to make the finals and to win the MVP. Harry, plus 280.
Yeah, I mean, look, Bri makes great points about Chris Paul, but I think it does weigh a little bit here if he doesn't play in a couple more games and the Suns do get to the championship. Because Booker's been the heart and soul of the Suns for the past 6 years. He's had to deal with all this crap, all these bad teams, all these bad coaches and management. And now look what he's done. He wasn't even on the first, second, or third all NBA teams, which is a joke. I think he's going to take it out in the NBA finals when he gets there. And I think, you know, Stephen A. Smith went on record this past week saying that he is going to be the next Kobe Bryant. I think he's right. I think he's right. And I think he shows it in the NBA Finals, puts up crazy numbers. He's putting up crazy numbers now. And I think he wins the MVP.
There you go. All right, Paulie Kid, you think he's the next Kobe Bryant?
I'm not sure about that. That's high praise. So yeah. Good for Booker to receive that. Yeah. Well, again, I know I go down this road. I ask this question a lot regarding the MVP. Is this just for the finals or is this for the... Hockey,
this is definitely finals.
Just for the
right. Hockey is the only one who does it right. Hockey is the only group that does it right. That is from the start of the playoffs to the end of the playoffs. That's the playoff MVP. I don't get why the NBA does it this way, and that's why you probably should like Paul at 5-1. If you kind of like the Suns here, Booker's numbers have been fantastic. Which Paul are you going to get? Denver Nuggets, Paul, against the Nuggets? Or are you going to get against
the
Lakers, Paul, right? Right. Or against the Lakers, Paul. Which
or the Paul State was, Farm, Paul. Yeah, there's
or,
so many.
Or
there's
the State Reds. It's so Logan many. Paul. There's so many. So if you look at his numbers against the Lakers, they were very pedestrian. Very, very pedestrian. His numbers against the Nuggets were phenomenal. So which one are you going to get? Booker, to me, is really, you know what you're going to get from Booker. And I like the odds. You could go with the Greek Freak as well, but those odds aren't nearly as good. So I'll roll with Booker at plus 280. What a performance the other night. I think, like Harry's saying, he is ascending. Booker is ascending to stardom here. The league needs some new superstars. Be a great way
It'd
be a great way to to kind of validate this guy by giving him the MVP if they win it all. So,
all right.
And I like the Suns to kind of win it all. I think Paul getting some extra rest here can only help the Suns if they can continue to win without him. So,
yeah, it doesn't really make sense to take Giannis for MVP, right? At plus 115, if you can get the team at plus 105, not that anyone's going to bump him off of that on that Bucks, but. There's some other options in there. Well, we apologize for giving you all Nets last time, or three of us. Brother Bri stuck with Chris Paul. That is looking pretty decent right now. Hey, if you've been watching the NBA playoffs from the sidelines, now is the perfect time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. During the conference finals, new users get 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game. All right, now I know we give you winners, we give you losers. I'm going to tell you how to make money, new users. If you get 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game, bet the Bucks to win their next game at 30-1 odds. And then, Brother Bri, am I right? Take the Hawks plus 245 and you're guaranteed to make money. 30-1 on a team just to win, take the Bucks, a 3-1 favorite, to just do that. And you will be making money if you go the other side too. $150 on a $5 bet. More ways to win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. App is simple to use. They've got great pricing, exclusive, always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. Plus, different deposit options so you know your dollars are safe and getting your money is a layup. You get paid in as little as 24 hours. Just sign up with promo code against all odds to bet the NBA Conference Finals with 30-1 odds. That's crazy. Promo code against all odds to unlock 30-1 on any playoff team to win their next game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. All right, what do we got? Oh, NFL. We haven't talked NFL in a while. No, I miss it. And we're getting to, where are we? Late June, Parlay Kid? And we still don't, you know, we could go over on Fox Bet Live. We go over, will the Dolphins make the playoffs? Will this team make the playoffs? Like, well, it all depends on Aaron Rodgers, right? The Dolphins are going to be fighting for that 7th seed, right? And so are the Broncos if Aaron Rodgers goes there. Now, I don't think he's going there. I think he stays in Green Bay, or I think he doesn't play. I think this is a little cat and mouse game, and I think the management will lean on him, and he's going to be forced to play for Green Bay or not play at all. But what is the best value? There are odds on that out there. You can make considerable amount of money if you stick with your gut. And if you think he's going to Denver, big money odds out there. If you think he's staying with Green Bay, all right, you could do some maneuvering there. So I am going to look at, here's how I would look at it. You could bet which quarterback will start for Denver next year. Is it Bridgewater plus 145? Is it Locke plus 145? Or is it other at plus 220? If you like Rodgers to go to Denver, it's going to be other, right? He's not going to sit 8 games. That's your bet right there, plus 220. If you think he's going to stay in Green Bay, and I think we all feel the same way here, this is going to be a moot conversation. Packers minus 125 to win a division. I don't think the rest of those teams got better. You got Kirk. You know what you're getting in Kirk Cousins, look quarterback wise. You know what you're getting. You don't know what you're getting with the Bears and either Andy Dalton or the rookie Justin Fields. And who am I missing here? The Lions are. You can get them at 21-1. I'm sure you don't like them too much with Jared Goff. So minus 125. Parlay Kid, you like it too. Packers, if he stays, and I think he does stay.
Yeah, that look at minus 125, Packers to win that division, I think it's worth the roll of the dice here that he stays for you. I mean, heck, the Packers might win that division if he left.
Right.
They might have more talent than everybody. So obviously the odds would then change, however. So right now, you might just want to sit back and wait to see how this plays out. But obviously, if they know he's coming back, what do they become, Sal? What does that minus 125 become? If it's official that Rodgers is coming back to Green Bay, what are they to win that division?
260,
then? 280. I mean, that's right what I was there. Thinking, right? Somewhere right in there.
Yeah.
So jump on that now. You still might have a chance. Sal, if something was going to happen, I mean, geez, how could it have not have happened by now?
I think this is a tougher deal to make than most people think.
Exactly right. Like you're saying, I mean, maybe he plays hardball. He misses the first couple games, and they work out some type of deal, and he's playing for them. So I think he stays. I think getting Rodgers, if he stays, to get the Packers at minus 125.
Right.
That's huge. That's great value. That's great value. They're the best team by far in that division.
Brian, you agree. It's so funny. On the other show I do, everybody thinks Denver. And I feel like the media in general, even though we've not heard anything about it for weeks, think he's going to Denver.
Yeah, I mean, he would really have to. I mean, he'd have to just come out and really say, I'm going to Denver. It just seems like, you know, it's taken too long. I don't see it happening now, right? It seems like, you know, if this was going to happen, I still feel like this would have happened. Or ideal situation would have been this happening before the draft. But I do like still the Packers minus 125. And like Parlay Kid said, I'm not impressed with this division at all. It seems like this is kind of one of the worst divisions when you look at the other teams, obviously not including the NFCs. But even with Jordan Love or Jordan Love having to play one or two games,
right?
I still think, you know, in a 17-game season, I think they're the best bet for this division. But yeah, it seems it's very quiet right now in Green Bay, which I think is good for Green Bay. And I feel like they just make something happen. And again, worst case, it seems like, you know, maybe you'd sit out a game or two.
He did. The news was yesterday that he renewed his membership at some country club in Wisconsin. So, you know, it's a waste of money. I don't think he's got money to put down like that. You don't want to waste that. He's a lost leader. Harry, you believe the country club news and you think he's, oh no, you don't believe it. You say the Vikings win the division. You think he's gone.
Yeah. Look, I said probably a month and a half ago to you guys that Aaron Rodgers' season would not be playing in the NFL for the Packers or anywhere. He's going to host Jeopardy. He's going to play Monday nights.
No.
He's going to be working Monday nights. He's going to be working Thursday nights, but not football. He's going to be hosting Jeopardy. He's not going to be playing. I like the Vikings at plus 250 to win the division. Defensively, they were bad last year, no doubt about it. But Danielle Hunter is back, and they miss him. So that's something they definitely need on offense. Again, Dalvin Cook, probably the best running back in football. Justin Jefferson, we saw what he did last year as a rookie, broke tons of records. And say what you want about Kirk Cousins, still had 35 touchdowns, only 13 picks. And the Bears Bears fans may think they got their quarterback in Fields. I'm not so sure about that. And the Lions are the Lions minus Stafford. So, yeah, Vikings plus 250 because Rodgers is not going to be a Packer.
Is Dalvin Cook the best running back in football? I didn't know. When did that happen? I missed that. He's very good. I didn't know.
I said he's close. It's close. He's right there. Oh. All right. It's right there.
Derrick Henry. Maybe you haven't heard of an Ezekiel Elliott. A guy named Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott.
All right.
Downgrading every year. He's getting worse and worse every year.
I know.
Fourth pick overall, Dalvin Cook.
All right. So, I got Harry Rollins. So now he's mad.
Joel, I'll rip off the numbers all day.
You believe this? You believe this country club thing, Joel Solomon?
I mean, I was talking to Harry about it. You should know it's an automatic renewal when you have a credit card on file.
Oh.
Harry does this for Ken all the time.
Ain't that the truth?
All right, that's good to know. I wish people
actually.
Knew.
I have something to do just like that after the show. Actually, yeah, you're right, Joel.
Actually, I believe it. Yeah. As long as it doesn't involve recording audio, you're going to be fine. Again, if you like Denver, here's the one thing I'll say about the Lions. We joke about that 21-1. If he does go to Denver or if he leaves the NFC North and Jordan Love is the quarterback, that's probably 7-1, right, Bri? That's a monster number if Rodgers is not in the division, 21-1. So I would look at that, even though I think they'll probably win six games, but it's still insane to win a division. But if you like Denver, all these numbers, if you like them to go to Denver, plus 156 to make the playoffs, over 8.5 wins at Denver to win the AFC 12-1. Just go for it all. Why not? All these big mouths think he's going to Denver. Not you, Mark Schlereth. You're a good dude. He's the one. our buddy Mark Schlereth started all this. And now we're stuck. We're handcuffed as gamblers. Alvin Kamara, not good, Harry? I'm trying to think. Who else is better?
It's good.
Okay.
Let's see how good Kamara is this year with the Saints quarterback situation. Sure. See how good Kamara is. See how good his numbers are.
I think it'll be better. Actually, I think it'll be better.
Wow. Really okay.
Yeah. All right. Sharp Tank, you guys pick winners. I am going to jump on one of your picks and we're going to ride it to the window and we're going to cash. Parley Kid, let us start with you.
Okay. Well, anytime I can get the Islanders at home at plus 130. I'm going to take it. This conceivably could be, quite conceivably could be, the last game at the old barn there, the Nassau Coliseum. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Islanders want to go out with a loss at that place. It sounds crazy. Oh, it's a stadium. What are the players? There's something very special between the organization and the fans about Nassau Coliseum. I think the players do recognize that. And they are going to play their best game of the playoffs tomorrow in that situation. And I think they hold off an unbelievably good Tampa Bay Lightning team. And at plus 130, maybe it's my emotions speaking here, but what the heck. I am riding the Islanders for at least one more game here, Sal.
Is anyone going to this game? This is Wednesday night, right?
Yeah, not that I know of.
All right.
Mikey Meatballs cannot go to this game.
I'm saying it's still, for what you said, it's still like $250 for the worst teams. This is doable, I think. I mean, it's not good seats, but that'd be fun to be there.
There's no bad seat in the Coliseum.
Darren, go. Go, Darren. Come on.
Wednesday night. All right.
If Darren goes, he's got to get like 8 tickets. So that's the big
thing. Yeah, that's the problem.
This is true.
Or put some of those kids up for adoption. Just go.
Yeah.
Go with the wife. Islanders plus 130. All right, Harry, you're staying on the ice.
Yeah, I gave out a winner on Thursday when I went Montreal, Las Vegas, under 5.5. And I'm going to stay with that series, but I'm going to take a player prop here. I'm going to take William Karlsson of the Golden Knights over 0.5 at minus 138 in tonight's game in game 5 against Montreal. He's the Knights' leading scorer in the playoffs. He scored at least a point in 7 of the last 8 games and has scored at least 1 point in 6 straight home games for the Golden Knights. William Karlsson of the Knights over 0.5 at minus 138. Pretty good price.
All right, Bri, it's been a while. When I say a while, like less than a week that since you've gone WNBA here. Let's do it. What do you got for us?
I'm going back to, well, we did hit, we hit our Thursday pick with the, well, the Korean zombie fight going over.
That's right. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, although that should have been a better fight. I was a little disappointed in that. But yeah, I'm going to go. I haven't taken an over in the WNBA yet, but I'm going to go over 169.5 Chicago Sky versus New York Liberty. So Chicago Sky, they're pretty much, they look like they're back to full strength. I know they had a ton of injuries early in the year, but they've won 5 in a row. They're scoring a lot of points. And the biggest thing here is the Liberty. They can't really stop anybody. I know they had a lower scoring game against the Sparks last time out, but before that they had given up 100 points in back-to-back games against the Aces. So I'm going to say they have a tough time stopping the Sky. It's probably like low 90s to low 80s type of game. Maybe the total gets like 175, but over 169.5.
All right. I'll ride with you, Parlay Kid. I mean, you're not going to the game. When I say I ride with you, I'll just back you out. Plus 130. There you go. Islanders win game 6, force a crazy game 7 in Tampa. Then, like you said, you can send the whole family down there close to where the in-laws live. You catch game 7, that would be wild. But Islanders plus 130 off that 8-0 drubbing. My goodness, they win at home. I'm backing the Parlay Kid. All right, Joel, let's do it. Good point. What was the best point made in the last hour or so?
Today, my good point goes to Brother Bri. Look, with the Packers, I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going anywhere, but whether it's Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Rodgers, Kenny Rodgers, that division is crap. I'd ride the Packers for sure.
All right.
It's a bunch this is a bunch of bull stuff. Just to create narrative to, talk about during the summer. I mean, he's staying in Green Bay.
This is Jeopardy.
The one thing I'll say is there's not a lot of out here, at least not a lot of public sentiment. I mean, you might want him to be host, but I think everyone thinks they could do better. And Jeopardy is still looking.
Yeah, they're still looking, but I still think he did a pretty good job. I was impressed.
All right.
Watch every night.
Let's see. All right. We could do good point, bad point. Jim, I don't know. You've abstained from this bad point the last couple of shows. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, the old me would say, one of those dumb things Harry said, his obsession with Jeopardy, the Dalvin Cook top running back comment, breaking his task cam by, covering his SD card in hot fudge and gummy bears before he shoves it in the thing. But that's the old me. I've moved on from that. Everyone's been great.
Good. You're a better person now, Jim. I'm glad. Yeah. Who wants to hear about that other stuff? It's good. Spaghetti, I know Meatballs, you're not going to say anything about the Parlay Kids pick. You're back in the Islanders silently. Spaghetti, you think there's a game 7 or that was too much?
I do think it's a game 7. I've said from the beginning it's going to go 7 because it went 6 last year. I mean, yeah, it was a terrible blowout, but the Islanders are the one team I could see could mentally just drop that and keep it a really close game 6. So I do think there'll be a game 7.
By the way, wait a minute. Is Barzal playing? Is he playing?
I haven't heard yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's been no update.
Oh, this is big.
I would think he's playing, Sal.
I know. Your bet suggests it. You think he's playing. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll ride him anyway.
You always have the great Oliver Wahlstrom that could fill in for Barzal if something happened. Very good. Very good young player, too.
All right. They will rally. Race to 10. I want to play for someone. And we need like a trivia question. I'll put it out on Twitter. Joel, do you have any? But what could we have for a trivia question? We're doing it live.
One of my favorites. Where was Harry going to intern before he decided to drive straight to Vegas?
Ooh.
Always one of my favorites.
CNN. Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, you already got it right.
All right. Well, I think if someone's listening, and that's they should get credit for listening. That's a good one.
Who
all right.
did Harry famously give out as his NBA Defensive Player of the Year vote to? That now probably he was probably right.
The guy's still playing. Yeah, Clint Capella. Better than Rudy Gobert. Yeah. All right. We'll think of one. We'll put it on Twitter. Race to 10. That's tonight. We are racing with the Phoenix Suns. Biggest favorite as when it comes down to it. Minus 158. Let's do it. I'll remind everyone on Twitter. Spaghetti will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's another episode of Against All Odds for the Degenerate Trifecta. Spaghetti, Meatballs, Babyface Joel Solomon, and heel producer Jim Cunningham. I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na 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 na